Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Last week, the Lobeck Taylor Family Foundation announced plans for a new project for the city's local food community. The Mother Road Market will begin construction later this month, renovating the 1939 Scrivener Stevens Grocery Building into a pilot market for food entrepreneurs. Brand new food concepts, restaurant pop-ups, as well as a permanent location for farm-to-table products. The project is an outgrowth of the Foundation's Kitchen 66 Food Incubator for entrepreneurs who have an idea for a restaurant concept or food product. Located just south of 11th and Lewis, the 26,000-square-foot development will feature 16 small shops, incubators for a food concept or a restaurant concept, an anchor restaurant tenant, a coffee shop and bar area, space for pop-up restaurants, indoor-outdoor seating, as well as a demonstration kitchen, as well as a permanent home for Kitchen 66. My guest today is Shanice Layton, who is the project manager for the Mother Road Market for the Lobeck Taylor Family Foundation. She previously opened and was an operations director for 36 Degrees North, a base camp and shared space for entrepreneurs. She joins us today to talk about this new development, the latest redevelopment, along Tulsa's Route 66, 11th Street. Shanice Layton, welcome to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
When the Lobeck Taylor Foundation announced this idea for the Mother Road Market, I think perhaps the first thought for a lot of people was, why would a charity foundation get involved in what looks to be a commercial food development? You know, taking a historic grocery store and creating a new redevelopment. But really, this goes to the heart of what the foundation is really about, which is entrepreneurship.
That's exactly right. So the Family Foundation is really excited about the entrepreneurship and innovation in Tulsa. And with the program Kitchen 66, which started about a year and a half ago, they've had over 60 participants in that program. And it really was a test pilot for us as a foundation.
So what is Kitchen 66?
Yeah, so Kitchen 66 is a food kickstart kitchen program. So it takes people who are interested in having commercialized food, whether that's a food truck or a physical product, and it puts them through this program where they get to not only learn about how to understand the health codes and things like that, but going through the business program as well, having some great mentorship from leaders in the community and the food industry. And so they've had, like I said, over 60 participants. Over half of them are women. So we're really excited about that. Over 10 different companies represented in the Kitchen 66 program.
Have you had people who have gone through the Kickstart program and Now they either have a product or a food truck or a small restaurant now?
Yeah, absolutely. We have quite a few of those. And actually, we'll have five different shops at the Mother Road Market dedicated to Kitchen 66 participants. So they can, whether it's selling their salsa or cookies or things like that, or actually having an opportunity to run a restaurant at a smaller cost, a smaller space, so they're not having to go out and sign a 6-10-year lease and get the kitchen equipment, and they can really test out this concept to see
if it's going to work.
Exactly, and then see where they want to go from there. So we're really excited to be partnering with the Kitchen 66 program that will move over to Market 66.
This Kitchen 66 program, it may be you have an idea for, as you mentioned, a salsa, or you have a product, a great recipe, and you say, I want to market this. Or it could be somebody who wants to has a concept for a restaurant or something like that, or a particular cuisine. This gives them a chance to work it out?
That's exactly. So we have people that have a family recipe and say, when I take this to the family gatherings, everyone loves it. And then we have other people who are in production and they're realizing that maybe they shouldn't be operating out of their kitchen, that they need some commercial space, or maybe they want to expand what they're already doing. They're maybe baking some things for friends' birthdays, but they want to do something bigger and more. And so this is an opportunity for them to go test that out, not only on the recipe and the food production side, but also with the business sense and the experience.
And you talked about the idea of that family recipe that really wows people at the gatherings. Yeah. That can be a huge learning curve because, for one, you could be making the ingredients and the amount of stuff that goes into the recipe makes it commercially unviable to ramp up to a commercial scale,
exactly.
Correctly?
Exactly. So looking at all the dry goods and what the cost of those are and trying to analyze that as a larger scale, because when you're making a batch of, you know, maybe two dozen cookies, it's maybe a little different making, you know, 5,000 cookies or something like that. So mm-hmm. We really try to help with that. And we have a wonderful program director, Adele Beasley, who runs that whole program. And they will transition over to Mother Road Market in the spring.
Mm-hmm. So the Mother Road Market, for those that don't know, it's going to be – it's an existing building at the southwest corner of 11th and Lewis. It is the old – it's an old grocery store. Tell me about the building and the space. I've always associated with the Lobeck Taylor Foundation because – I guess the foundation's owned this space for a while.
It's been quite some time the Family Foundation has owned the building, and so we're really excited to utilize this and kind of bring it back to life. It was the 1939 Scrivener Stevens Grocery Building. They were a distribution grocery wholesaler based out of Oklahoma City, and in 1939 they opened up a couple different distribution areas around the state. And so this was one of them, and they ran for that for quite some time. And then the Family Foundation ended up buying it in later years. And with the family's ties to the historic Route 66 and the car business, we were really excited to be on Route 66 and then utilize this gorgeous building. And as we're looking at the renderings and architects and construction to begin shortly, we're so pleased with the construction of the building. There's almost no interior structural issues that we have to even address. So it'll be a lot of just building, you know, what we're looking to have inside that. And we're hopeful to have a lot of structure that will be exposed bricks, and the barrel ceiling's going to stay. I'm a lover of Tulsa architecture, and so I'm excited to keep this as true as we can.
Yeah, and so the concept of the Mother Road Market will be these incubator kitchens, if you will. Mm-hmm. You'll have some anchor tenants, and so give us a sense of the concept of Mother Road Market.
Absolutely. I think this is a great time to really talk through this, because I think it's something different than Tulsa has at all. It's not going to be like your normal grocery store, but it's not necessarily going to be like a normal restaurant either. It's really combining those two. And so we'll have 17 shops that are about 320 square feet. And then these shops will have everything from different types of restaurants to physical products for sale, such as salsa and cookies.
So it's really going to have more of a market feel, like like when you go to outdoor food markets or something, you'll see these stalls where you can get a meal right there, or you can get, you know, the salsa or the chips, the homemade tortilla chips or whatever. So it's going to be that sort of feel to it.
Absolutely. I compare it a lot to like European-styled markets or something that you may see in another city. We've looked at The Source in Denver. We looked at Oxbow in Napa as some inspiration for us. But we really want to focus around the local food scene in Tulsa. I think there's a lot here that we are just, you know, getting the very top off of what we can really do. And I've been talking to local farmers, local restaurant owners, and they want to do some new concepts. We're so excited to have Andolini's partnered with us, but they're not going to be moving. They're not going to be, you know, uprooting any locations. They'll all stay, but they're going to look at doing a new concept within the Mother Road Market. And it's a great place to test it out for those that are established, that they've thought maybe we could branch out and do something different. And then it's also a great place for people that don't have a brick and mortar store. We're also looking at having fruits and vegetables from local farmers and different farmers that have meat.
So it really will be a market sort of concept.
It will. And we're excited. We're going to look at, you know, having some local flower shops in there and a variety of different things. We'll have a 640 square foot demonstration kitchen, which will be wonderful. We'll get to partner with the local schools and hopefully bring in some cooking classes for the kids, and also having dinners at different nights where we can bring in local chefs, or maybe a chef in residency program to where people can come in and pay for a dinner, hopefully using local ingredients and really experiencing it. Also, maybe some cooking classes in there.
Yeah. So if I can follow up on the market idea, because this is I think this is the next step for our food community in
Absolutely.
Tulsa, which is that, you know, we have some really thriving farmers markets, but mm-hmm. they're one day a week. You see the vendors moving from market to market through the course of a week. But we don't have a facility where there's a sort of, you know, farm-to-table market presence every day. like you see in larger cities, like the Central Market and Eastern Market in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. or Pike Market in Seattle,
yes.
where there is an everyday presence. Is this part of the concept as well?
It absolutely is. We're hoping to address that need for farmers as well. I mean, they're
for
taking
farmers that are having enough produce that they
yes.
could be somewhere every day.
Yeah, it's not for everyone. I think you have yeah. to grow up to that capacity. And that's what we're really excited is to talk with them now so they can start to think as they're planting and purchasing meat and different animals that they can really think about ramping up their scalability. Because right now, like you said, there's a couple handful maybe of farmers markets in town.
And in the area.
In the yeah. area, yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. And people can go to that. It is limited times and things, and we want people to still go out there and do that because I think there's a lot of great things that come from that. But we also want to be the next place where people can, if they have more produce that they can't sell at a farmer's market, that we can be that place where they can, drop it off at a shop and then therefore people can come throughout the week and get it. Or maybe you got it on Saturday at the farmer's market and it's Thursday afternoon and you're planning a dinner and you need to pick up some extra produce or meat and things like that. So we're really excited to provide that. So it's a mixture of micro restaurants where people can go in and maybe you and your family can get a couple different things from a couple different places. And then you can also maybe pick up groceries for the next morning's breakfast or lunch or something like that as well.
Yeah. My guest today is Shanice Layton, and she's the project manager for the Mother Road Market, a project of the Lobeck Taylor Foundation. They announced it this past week. They'll begin construction on the existing building there at 11th and Lewis, which was the former Scrivener Stevens grocery building. It's been taken care of by the foundation for a number of years, but it's been just office buildings and things like that. And now trying to convert that back to some of its original usage on 11th Street on Route 66. And she's our guest today on Studio Tulsa. Well, it sounds like this Mother Road Market, even with, you mentioned Andolini's as sort of an anchor tenant mm-hmm. to try out a new concept, mm-hmm. but really that anchor tenant could change over a number of years as you see a variety of established restaurants mm-hmm. sort of create new concepts. And I would assume the vendors within your market would, for the most part, be changing out as they test their concepts. It either works, it doesn't work, or they grow beyond what your facilities, basically.
Absolutely. And that's our hopes to have, is that we expand the food community in Tulsa, both for those that are eating and shopping, that they'll try new things, they'll understand the importance of buying local, and that, too, we'll create a lot of new restaurants and food companies that will go out past the walls of the 11th and Lewis building to do a lot of other cool things. And we hope that we also challenge other local restaurants to say, hey, what is that concept you've put in your back pocket for a while that you've been wanting to test out? And we hope that we can be a space for that. I think there's a lot of synergy that comes together when people, whether it's local farmers and local restaurateurs or, the chef in residency program and the participants of Kitchen 66, and having those all come together. I previously was at 36 Degrees North, and that's another project of the
Lobeck Taylor. It's an incubator site for entrepreneurs of all different types.
Absolutely. It's a co-working space. They have over 250 members, I think. And, we've seen that synergy through the Family Foundation as a sponsor of that, that you've seen some incredible things happen to people that just by happenstance were grabbing a coffee together. And I hope the same thing can happen at the Mother Road Market for those in the food industry.
How does that incubator process work? I mean, you've seen it work at 36 Degrees North, mm-hmm. where you might have two people with two different, very different ideas. All of a sudden they come together and they create something that's better than their two individual ideas.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of people that are out there working on some incredible projects, and having people of different skill sets come together under one roof is really valuable. Things that we've seen at 36 Degrees North have been things like someone's working on their website and something's just not working right, and you have a coder that sits behind you and you throw your arms up and you're like, ugh. And all of a sudden they're like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, this piece of code, my website's not working right. And they said, oh, well, here, 2 minutes later, it's fixed. And it's something that, you know, that we hope will happen, or people talking about two different projects they're working on and then ending up collaborating. And I think there's a lot of capability with the local farmers and the different chefs that will be in and out of there, and then the restaurateurs to really collaborate and think, oh, I was thinking about this concept. Well, then what about this? And what if you add this? And I think there's some neat things that go on when you just put really creative, smart, innovative people together and let them go at it. And I think with the 2,800 square feet of commercial kitchen space will allow for different things like that. You can go in and rent it out by the hour. So regardless if you're a participant of the Kitchen 66 program or you just need some commercialized kitchen space because maybe you're doing catering or something like that, you can go in, rent it out, and you can test out some things. And I think that's really neat that we'll be able to house all of that under one roof.
Now, if I can take a step back for the foundation itself, a big part of its work has been looking at how to foster entrepreneurship within the community. How important is this to the future of a city like Tulsa? Because we don't really have a whole lot of huge businesses that are like growing. You know, we have our energy business, we have our aerospace, but those are very mature industries. Mm-hmm. How important is these small businesses being, you know, can they be the fuel for Tulsa to really start growing?
Absolutely. I think that we have a lot of amazing companies that are here that are growing in a variety of different industries. Mm-hmm. And having spaces like 36 Degrees North, the Kitchen 66 program, and places like the Mother Road Market will just continue to grow that talent. It'll bring desirable companies in our town. And we have the ability to have people start their own dreams and start their own companies. And I think that's something that I'm really passionate about in my career is helping people take the risk, because there's so many people out there willing to do it. And sometimes it's hard to find the right support. And sometimes they just don't know what they don't know, that there's a lot of resources out there. And so that's where I'm really grateful for the opportunities to take those people and hold them by the hand and say, here, let me connect you with these people that can help you over here, or these other people can help you in this area. And I think that that is something with Tulsa that they have the ability to do. We've had a lot of people come back from Austin and California to start companies here locally in Tulsa because they see the value of the network here. People are so kind and so generous of their time and their giving to sit down and have a conversation to learn from that they don't find in other cities.
What about the financing? Is this city better suited for financing entrepreneurs? Because I know that's the big issue for nearly the entrepreneurs anywhere.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think that that's something that we've continued to see gaps in Tulsa with is the financing part. We're really excited as the Lobeck Taylor Family Foundation to come in September, October, sometime this fall. We're hopeful and excited to launch the Kiva program. We recently hired someone to come on and manage that, and it's microfinancing. Mm. So we're really hoping to address those $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 loans that people need just to get started.
The banks are not going to look at.
The banks aren't going to look at necessarily. And unless you have, you know, some relatives that, you know, are super generous, you know, that may be really difficult. And so we're excited to partner with the Kiva program and offer that to Tulsa.
My guest today is Shanice Layton, and she's the project manager for the Mother Road Market, which was announced last week by the Lobeck Taylor Foundation, taking the building at just south of 11th and Lewis, the 1939 Scrivener Stevens Grocery Company, and they're going to change that into a food incubator, if you will, for entrepreneurs and for businesses to try out concepts called the Mother Road Market, which is expected to open a little less than a year from now. So you're looking at spring of 18, is that right?
Yes, spring of 18. I've got a lot of work to do between now and then with our great people.
Now, you're putting this on just off 11th Street, just south of 11th Street. Mm-hmm. How is this important to Route 66 revitalization? Anybody who hasn't driven, say, 11th Street from downtown to, say, Sheridan at this point might be surprised at what you're seeing along 11th Street. And certainly in a few years, you're going to have a bus rapid transit coming down 11th. How important is this to the revitalization of the Route 66
Absolutely.
Corridor?
We are so excited to be one of the core people coming in right at the front to figure out how we can best support this area. And the neighborhoods have been incredibly kind and supportive. They're excited to see things come into their neighborhoods and areas. We want to make this area much more walkable. And so we're hopeful to partner and have the city support us in those efforts of slowing down traffic so it is more walkable. So you can imagine something more like, you know, a Cherry Street or Brookside, where people can walk from shop to shop or restaurant to restaurant to enjoy the Route 66 that we have here in Tulsa. So we're really excited, and there's, you know, a lot we hope to continue to do and support at that corner and continue to bring in really cool things in the years to come. But this is just one of the first large ones.
Now, right across the street, you have a microbrewery that's in the finishing.
Glenn's awesome.
The longest construction I think I've ever seen in the world, but it's been some going on, and it looks like it's getting close to being finished.
Yeah, so I actually talked to Glenn with Renaissance Brewery last week, and he's incredibly supportive and kind of our project, and we hope that, you know, between the two of us, we can get a lot of people in the area. We see a lot of value in that area, and there's some neat historic character in that area. I live just off of 15th, so I'm excited to hopefully ride my bike to work and maybe have some bike lanes come in there. Like you said, bus rapid transit will be in there hopefully in a couple years. And so we are, you know, so excited to have the wonderful neighbors that we do. Fuel 66 is just down the street. And then you've got, you know, the University of Tulsa that's anchoring just a little farther to the east, and then Hillcrest as well. And
now, how does that play into it? You mentioned that, you know, you have this microbrewery coming in. You mm-hmm. have a Food 66, which is an amalgam of food trucks mm-hmm. around a central building. Mm-hmm. Is this the idea to turn this sort of into a foodie corner, if you will?
I think people come for food and they stay for other activities. I think that, you know, there's a lot of things around food that people can gather. And I think that that's our hope for the market as well. I think when we look at it from the mission perspective, is not only do we want to create different food businesses, but food brings people together. My greatest memories in life all have to do around some kind of food, whether it's dessert or an early morning breakfast. And I think that experiencing that amongst different people that may not have encountered each other previously, I think will be really valuable. And so I think bringing some food areas will come in. There's a study done, and they had talked about doing a innovative food district, and ending up companies like Google and Facebook came in because they wanted to place their offices next to this really cool, innovative food area because their employees wanted to go and enjoy all there was to offer. And so I think there's a lot of value, not just for our local community, but for people looking at Tulsa, keeping the great talent we have in Tulsa so they don't always look to go other places because they know there's great things here. As a Tulsan, you know, you always want people to stay and enjoy the city as much as you do.
Yeah. So you were talking about the attitude of the neighborhoods, and really your location is sort of abuts three neighborhoods, mm-hmm. The Pearl District, mm-hmm. the Whittier neighborhood, and Renaissance as
yes.
well. So have you been in contact with them, and what is their thoughts about this project and the idea of this sort of food hub?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've talked to the Business Association a little bit at the Kendall-Whittier area. I'm still got plans to reach out to the Whittier neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And then we're also working with the Renaissance neighborhoods, and they've been kind and wonderful. Our architects for the building are Seltzer Schaefer, and so they're just down off of, I think that's 6th Street
yeah, 6th
there
Street
in
the Pearl.
Pearl
District, yeah.
And so they've been wonderful, and their employees are really excited. So I'm excited just to more and more get out. You know, last week was when we just announced, and so now I can finally get out and talk about what we've been doing. It's been under wraps for a while. So the Renaissance neighborhood is wonderfully excited and kind about it. And they're excited to have something in their neighborhood. There's some families that came to me last week and said, you know, we moved from downtown and everything was walkable and we really enjoyed that. And so we're really excited to hear that that walkability will hopefully come to the 11th and Lewis area as well.
Now, how important is that walkability in your eyes through your market?
Absolutely. I think the walkability is huge. I think, you know, we're looking to add a lot of parking because I know that a lot of people have commented about that. So we're definitely looking at that, and we have some plans to have quite a bit of parking back to the north and west of
the
building.
But not on the street, right?
Correct.
It'll be sort of off the street.
Correct. off the street, in the back. But we're looking at doing that. But we also want people to be able to come and stay a while. And I think for the betterhood of the neighborhoods, both the people living in it and the businesses yet to come, the walkability is key for them. And we've got to slow down that traffic because that's just crazy hard to cross 11th Street when people are going 40 now, plus miles an hour.
The plans I saw for 11th Street is similar to what if people have been in just north of the Brady District on Detroit or Cincinnati, you'll see all of a sudden people parking in the middle of the street with bike lanes on the outside. Mm-hmm. I think from what I've seen, the 11th Street is going to look like that eventually.
Yeah, I think the bike lanes are huge for people, especially to be able to get out of downtown. You know, there's a lot of people living downtown that want to get out and be able to ride to different areas in Tulsa. But unfortunately, because of the way the traffic is sometimes, it's scary. Yeah. I know I wouldn't want to be doing that. So I think it's important to have those opportunities and it allows the neighborhoods to get out and be more active without having to get out, you know, and use the cars and things like that. So it's just a nice option for people that would really, I think, enhance that space as it grows.
Well, when the market opens next spring, I assume you'll have some anchor businesses that will have restaurants. Yeah. You'll have these entrepreneurs that are probably trying some that will be like a restaurant concept. Mm-hmm. Others will be products. Mm-hmm. I assume there'll be fresh produce, some producers of, say, organic meats, dairy and produce. Yep. Is that the concept?
That is. And then the only other thing is the demonstration kitchen. The Kitchen 66 program will also be there. And then we're going to have a bar area. We're hoping to double it as like a coffee shop area so people during the day can get some coffee. And at night they can come in and have some beverages. We're going to have some outdoor seating on the west side of the building. There's a nice large awning covering it. Mm-hmm. So we're looking to do some really fun games and seating areas where people can come with the family and relax and hang out.
All right. Well, we wish you great success with this concept. The latest project of the Lobeck Taylor Foundation, the Mother Road Market, which will be opening in the spring of 18, breaking ground, I guess, this month. When are you actually breaking ground on renovating the building?
Yeah, so construction for the inside the building will begin middle of August. So we're excited.
All right. Well, Shanice, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
Shanice Layton is the project manager for the new Mother Road Market. Construction gets underway on the project, which is located just south of 11th and Lewis, later this month for a planned opening in spring of 2018. For more information on the Mother Road Market, visit motherroadmarket.com. If you'd like more information on the Kitchen 66 concept, you can visit their location in the Sun Building at 907 South Detroit or visit their website at kitchen66tulsa.com. Well, that's Studio Tulsa for today. Our program is produced by Scott Gregory. The views of our guests and commentators are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KWGS or its licensee, the University of Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.